Until a few weeks ago, Shayna Silcott had talked to her mother every day of her life. Shayna grew up on St. Croix, the largest hub in the Virgin Islands Green Archipelago, and when she moved to the mainland a few years ago, her mother was worried.
When you live on an island and you watch the news, it's so frightening of what happens in the lower 48. So she calls me every day like a regular mom.
Shayna moved to Bethel 2 years ago and met her boyfriend, Tom McAllison. They both love it here. And as the couple built their lives together, Shayna's mother still called her every day. This month, the plan was for Shayna to make her first trip back home since she moved away to introduce Tom to her family. Hurricane Irma narrowly missed St. Croix in September, but then, about 2 weeks ago, Hurricane Maria struck, one of the strongest storms in recorded history. The winds tore the roofs off of houses. The storm surge flooded the streets.
My heart is breaking in a million pieces just to see the pictures of no longer having trees. People no longer having houses and nowhere to stay.
And when the hurricane was over, Shayna's mother didn't call her. 10 days after Maria, the call finally came. Shayna's mother is okay. Her roof was blown off, and she's running low on food and water, like everybody else. But she says she can't wait to see Shayna again, so the trip is on. It'll be a working trip. 70% of the people who live on her island of St. Croix lost their roofs. There's no power and only one working cell tower on the island, which can take hours for people to even get to. Families wait in line for hours just to get into the grocery store, and then they find the shelves empty. The relief effort is struggling. When it was spared by Hurricane Irma, St. Croix stepped in to help its neighbors. And Tom says that now they're short on emergency supplies.
So they gave everything they had.
During their trip, Shayna and Tom want to do everything they can to help rebuild. They're flying to the island with as much food as they can carry.
I don't care if it's a box of flour, a box of rice. It's going to be something that's going to be able to last them at least a few days.
And they're bringing solar-powered lights and lamps and fans. It's 80 degrees there.
As an Alaskan, I am going to melt.
Tom is a go-to guy for emergency power. He's lived off the grid for nearly 20 years and understands how to integrate wind and solar generators and run a fan. The plan is to spend 3 weeks on St. Croix and then resupply. The couple will fly to Florida and buy whatever they can for Shayna's community. And they want the rest of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to pitch in. They're looking for donations by October 28th. They leave Bethel this week. Shayna says she's trying to stay calm and pray. Her mother is the only person she's heard from back home.
I haven't heard from my dad or my grandfather or any one of my friends. It's really hard not knowing. These are the stress that's bungling in my mind for the past couple of days. I'm just trying to do whatever I can.
You can check out how to donate to Shayna and Tom's relief mission on our website, kyuk.org. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis, reporting with Anna Rose MacArthur.